Anyway, those guys get the trophy for the most annoying thing you're going to hear all day. Meantime, before we go to the phones at 800-955-KLOS for your amazing talents to try and win a prize, I'll bet if you look around this room, there's some people who have amazing talents.
I'll bet are you going to be disappointed?
Let me look at Eric. You're a talented young man.
I am, yes. I'm very talented.
I'll bet you have some sort of hidden talent that would get you 15 seconds of fame that we don't know about.
Sure, yeah. I think my claim to fame amongst my group of friends is I am great at duplicating the sound. Now, have you ever been near somebody listening to headphones? And
no, never.
They're listening to music.
Heidi's amazing talent is interrupting with unfunny lies.
Don't jump ahead. And they're listening to something, but you can't quite tell what it is that they're listening to. Mm-hmm. Well, I can beatbox in the sound of what it sounds like when you're listening through headphones, but not your headphones. Make sense?
Did you follow that?
Okay, here we go. Okay, watch this. Here. See, it's somebody else's headphone.
Very
right,
good.
Yeah, right, right.
Very good.
Kind of just subtle. Like, yeah.
Eric, amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Lisa May, I know you have an amazing talent in there in the newsroom. What's your biggest talent of all, the one that's just going to impress us?
I can raise my eyebrow like Spock.
That's going to sound great.
Ready? Are you all ready?
Okay,
yeah.
All of you
listening?
Watch your speaker.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, that is...
Yeah, I practiced a lot.
The greatest talent in the history of radio.
Yeah. You get Botox,
Lisa,
you're going to ruin your career.
Raising her eyebrow. Mm-hmm. I have very few talents, as you all know.
Uh-huh. Right.
Mm-hmm. But I guess my biggest one is to emulate the late, great newscaster Charles Kuralt.
Oh, I loved Charles Kuralt.
I'm actually starting to look like him.
Do you have two families?
Exactly.
Do you have lupus?
I love a mistress or lupus that I know.
No. We know a lot about Charles Kuralt.
Anyway, so here we go. Charles Kuralt. And the grandmother who lives alone in the brick house at the corner of 4th and Elm Street will gladly serve you a slice of her pie if you'll just stop by and say hello. Charles Kuralt, CBS News, New York. What do you think?
Yes. Yep. It's like he's here.
Yes.
Yes, he's back.
Yeah. I love
Welcome,
it.
Charlie. Let's see. Heidi, you do something with your lips.
I mean, I do a few little things because I don't play an instrument. So when I was a kid, I just turned my body parts into instruments. So I won't tell you what body part I'm using.
Okay.
But, I'll do a little something for you here.
It's a terrible rendition of Smoke on the Water, but very impressive,
That's
Heidi.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
I am impressed.
Thank you so much.
We're not saying what they came out of.
There's no wasp's nest where that was.
No.
No siree.
Heidi, we should jam sometime.
I mean, anytime. Just give me a call. Yeah.
The grandmother said, stop in and I'll give you a piece of pie. I enjoy your music. Charles Kuralt, CBS News, New York.
So dumb.
Then there's Johnny. Johnny over there in the corner, manning our internet stuff. Come over here and share your talent. I know there's something in you that the audience would love to hear.
Actually, I could do a heartbeat with my throat. Oh. I don't know if I can see.
All right.
Wow.
Very good.
Yeah. That's amazing. All right.
Now, as we turn it over to the real stars of the show, the audience, we have a theme. It's the amazing inaugural edition of the first and probably last ever Frosty, Heidi, and Frank 15 Seconds of Shame, I mean Fame, talent show. What is your talent?
Oh.
800-955-KLOS.
And what we just did is like a karaoke night. We all got up. We sang really badly karaoke so that you guys go, oh, come on. I can do better than that.
There you go.
Right?
We've set the bar very, very low.
low.
Now we're going to go around. How many people's in this room? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we got 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Lisa's 7. All right.
Okay.
If you can get the majority of us to give a thumbs up on your talent, you got to be really good to do that, by the way, you'll win a prize.
All right.
And these are really, really cool prizes. So here we go, starting with line one, which is Edward. Hello, Edward.
Hello.
Ready, Edward?
I am.
Impress us with your amazing talent.
I can whistle like a bird. Ready?
Okay. Is the bird whistling "If I Only Had a Brain" from The Wizard of Oz?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's a double talent.
I feel like
thumbs
I'm
up.
In a Disney movie. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys say? Vote. Put me your thumb. We see your thumbs.
I'll go with thumbs up.
Is
I like it. Up. Yeah.
We got I can't count all these. Somebody help me out
too
here.
Too much. I think it's a thumbs down.
It's thumbs. Sorry.
It's not a win.
Sorry, Edward. You lost by a thumb.
I could do R2-D2.
No, it's too late. Go away. Shame.
No second chances.
Line two, Phil.
Hey, how's it going?
Morning, Phil. We need our first winner here in the Amazing Talent Show. What's your talent?
I can sing American Pie just like Neil Diamond.
Even though Neil Diamond didn't do it, it was Don McLean.
Right.
Okay, but well, Neil Diamond did it.
That's the challenge.
Okay, all right. Phil as Neil and Neil as Don.
Okay. So bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. That's it.
Show me your thumbs, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
There's not an up thumb in the house.
No.
Bye, Phil. Keep working at it. Not a single thumb on that one.
No.
800-955-KLOS, the great talent show with Joey. Hello, Joey.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Now, you're driving, right?
Yes, sir. I'm a truck driver.
You can still do your talent to impress us while driving?
Absolutely. Bluetooth, sir.
All right. Okay. What is the talent?
The Amazing Brain Bluetooth.
Yay! What are you going to do?
So I can do several things, but I'm going to do the harmonica. There you go.
How do we know you don't have a real harmonica?
Because I really don't.
Okay. It's just your mouth.
We'll just trust.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Here's Joey's right. mouth as a harmonica. I kind of enjoyed that, actually. Okay.
So I'm in the running, I think.
Well, thumbs up, thumbs down. Who's counting thumbs here?
Thumbs up. It's a thumbs
hey,
up.
Hey, you snuck by, Joey. You got it.
Yay. Thank you so much.
You are going to see Sammy Hagar and The Circle.
All right. I love Sammy. Thank you so much, you guys. Hey. I love your show.
Thanks, Joey.
Love you guys. I miss Frank, but I love you guys.
Frank's back Monday. He'll be going,
awesome.
You did what? A talent what? Get out.
Thank you idiot.
Joey, you got a pair of tickets. Sammy Hagar's Circle. Oh, Collective Soul's going to be there, too.
Awesome. I love that band, too. Thank you so much, you guys. You
drive
have a
safe,
day.
Man. We'll talk to you at Glen Helen Amphitheater September the 10th is when that is. There's our first big winner. All right, then, down the line, let's see line four. Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Morning. You ready to win?
I hope so.
Just impress us. You got to get at least 4 out of 7 thumbs up and you win a prize. What's your talent?
Okay, let me give it a shot. I don't know how well this will translate over the phone, but I got a pretty good dog bark.
All right.
We'll be the judge of that. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Bye, Mike. It's been fun. No thumbs.
I will say this. I got a thumb kind of sideways because the bark part was lame, but that little growl was good.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's hard to, like, you get, I mean, I don't even know how he did that.
So in the books, he gets half of a thumb.
But
and it would be from you, the sideways thumb. Bye, Mike. So it wasn't a complete skunky.
Right.
Line five, Chris, welcome to the Amazing Brain Talent Show game thing. Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What can you do to impress us?
I have the entire McDonald's menu song from the 1980s commercial.
This will be interesting. Oh, take your best shot.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Here we go. Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pound of Winston cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a half meal, a nugget, Stacy, golden french fries, regular, large side salad, shepherd garden, or chicken salad, or meal, big breakfast, egg muffin, hot cakes, sausage, bacon, biscuits, bacon, egg, and cheese, and sausage, things, and has been true, and 4 desserts, that apple pies, and Sunday's 3 varieties, sausage, corn, 3 kinds of shakes, and chocolate, cheese, cookies, and a drink, a Coca-Cola, diet, Coke, and orange, drink, a Sprite, coffee, decaf, 2, a little bit of milk, and also orange juice. I love McDonald's, good tech, great taste, and I get that all at one place.
That was very good.
Thumbs up.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's insane.
There was a breath in there in the middle, but that's all right.
It was right there.
You know, that was when they did that.
Do it all in one breath.
That was making fun of the song Life is a Rock. Remember that song?
No.
I do.
You remember that? Okay, Eric, I'll pull it
that's
up.
What that was, that
that's
was
what they came from. Not everyone knows that. Is we thumbs
yeah, yeah.
Hey, Chris,
pretty,
you won.
Pretty cool.
All right.
Want to go see Thank Midnight you. Oil? You're going, Midnight Oil? Go.
Awesome.
Yeah, you got a pair. Greek
Thank
Theater,
you,
August 19th.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Life is Rock. You got
see,
that?
Chris is one of those guys I would have been obsessed with when I was a kid.
We would have gotten along great.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh my God, I remember I was a team of us together at the same time. I love
it. Do you know they sent out records? That's how I learned this thing. When I was a kid, they sent out records to like all these kids all over the United States. They were like little flimsy vinyl records, and I stuck it on my record player, and that's how it came to be. So
I vaguely remember that as well.
That's awesome.
It was an annoying era, by the way. Everyone
the
doing that. Life is
Thanks,
a rock,
guys.
But
Love
the radio rolled me. We don't have it? Okay,
yeah.
Probably a good thing. Never mind.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Line 6 miles. The talent show continues with Miles.
Hi there. How are you doing there, Frosty and Heidi?
Pretty good.
Good.
What can you do?
Well, it's like when we were kids, you can kind of like do like a hand pop, you know, when you're in camp like this.
Yeah.
I can actually do Yankee Doodle Dandy or Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Which one would you like?
Well, it was almost, it was, let's do Yankee Doodle
Dandy.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Doodle it.
Okay.
Yeah. Thumbs, everyone.
Oh,
big thumbs up, Miles.
Thank you.
You're also going to see Midnight Oil, Greek Theater, August 19th. Pair of tickets.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Way to go, Miles. That's a good one.
Oh, my God. Yeah. These people at parties, I'm telling you.
Gotta love this audience. 800-955-KLOS. That's 800-955-5567. Line 7, Brittany's lurking around. Can't wait to see what she can do. Brittany, you there?
Yes, I am.
What is your talent?
I'm going to sing a Stevie Wonder song.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Brittany.
Okay. You made my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire. You're getting to be all that matters to me. Let me tell you, girl, I'm hoping... Pray each day I live. Should I go on?
I'm going to give her a thumbs up. I thought that was good, especially over the phone.
I'm doing it down.
Thank you, and I'm also walking into work.
Somebody count these thumbs. Sorry. It was close. It was close, Brittany. But
that's very
okay.
Close.
That's okay.
Right
I love
edge.
You guys.
Love you, too.
Line 4, Robert. What's going on, Robert?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
We're in mood for a winner. Is that you?
I hope so. I could sound like Chewbacca.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, but go ahead anyway. What do you say? Thumbs? I don't know.
No?
That's a lot to... Sorry, not a lot to do it, Robert.
All right, thanks, guys.
You sort
Love
of phoned
guys.
It in there at the end. It's like you sort of you knew halfway through you weren't winning.
There wasn't a full commitment.
Yeah, it gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Line 2, Tom. How you doing, Tom?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. We need a winner here. Give us some amazing talent.
Okay, I could do a beatbox, but in reverse, like you're playing a record backwards.
Okay.
Right. Okay, ready?
What just happened?
It's like something falling off of your car. Tom, it's the worst of the day. No, that's pitiful. And he thought that was prize-worthy.
Somewhere his friend was like, oh, dude, you got to do the backwards beatbox for these guys. No.
Let's get out of there and go up to line 1 where we find Brennan and his amazing talent. Brennan, you ready?
Yeah, I'm good to go, guys. What's going on?
Well, we haven't had a winner in a while. Got to impress these thumbs.
Right, well, look no more, because I'm that guy.
Okay, what are you going to do?
All right, you guys know Lord of the Rings, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to do Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
All right, go ahead.
Stupid master, Hobbitus, I was kissing poor Smeagol. Last, we want to run for a sauce, last with us.
Sounds like Tiger Woods' traffic stop.
Don't you?
I don't think that was. I don't. Wait, sorry. Thumbs, everyone.
Doesn't it make you miss mouth harmonica guy?
Yeah, it does.
All the way back when things were good between us?
Yeah. Well, we've set the bar really low now. Sean on line four. Can you impress us to win a prize? Get our thumbs to go up, please, Sean.
Yeah, I could just say the alphabet backwards.
At this point, I mean, maybe. Okay, go ahead.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFPDCDA.
Really?
This guy's a drinker. This is what we know.
Count the thumbs. We got down, up, up, up.
I think it's
up. That's up. You got it, Sean. Nice.
Yeah.
You're well rehearsed and well prepared.
Hey, and my grandpa taught me how to do that when I was like 7 years old.
Looking out for you. Huh.
That's a lot.
That's the stuff you really need later in life.
Yeah.
You like Everclear? The band?
Not really.
That's why he knows how to say that.
Did you say not really? Do you like, hang up, where is it? Sean, do you like the band Everclear or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, you're going to see Everclear with Vertical Horizon and Fastball, yeah. June 28th at Belasco.
Thank you, guys.
Way to go.
Thanks, Sean.
Fair tickets. I think we got time for one more. One or two. Line eight, Arlene. How you doing down there, Arlene?
Hi. Hi, Frenzy. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Arlene.
Morning. What's
Hi,
your...
I can bark like a dog.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, ready?
Bye, Arlene. See ya. Next, we have...
Who's not a good girl? Who's not a good girl?
Well, line three, Colin. Hey, Colin.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing, big man?
That's for you, Heidi. I'll let you answer
I'm quite good, Colin. Mm-hmm. You?
So I'm going to rap quickly a song I wrote, STAR. It's called Star. So it goes, superficial snakes who supposedly slap happy slashes sometimes, saying something so symbolic, so sonic senses, salivating on a full solid sentence, solar system, set your sights, wakey system, see in the slight syndrome selectors. See swim, swing, susceptible, sitting something strong, serenading signal, sucker salon, sassy tower patch, slack a selling sacks. Systematic statics at the saddle of side ski daddle. Tapestry tongue twisted till telepathic chaos. Keep tending mid-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock, down electric lock, true. Too legit to talk of the twist.
That's enough. Saddle, tail, where are the thumbs? Up, 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 and down. And there, you got it. No, why not? Close enough for jazz, I guess. All right, you've got the other pair of Everclear tickets. Everclear with Vertical Horizon and Fastball on the 28th of June. That's this month, didn't it? You're going. Let's do one more. We got time for one more? All right, line seven. Tony, you there, Tony?
Yes, Tony is here.
Okay, Tony, what's your amazing talent?
I can do the King of Rock.
Right. That would be the King? The?
Michael Jackson. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Elvis Presley.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. Introducing the King of Rock, Elvis Presley, for Heidi, Frank, and Frosty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now I've been away for a while. I'm going to try to sing something, okay, if you don't mind too much. When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on, and I never know the reason why you love me.
My thumbs down. Yeah. All right. We can't end on that.
Line two. End on that, no.
Kenny, are you there, Kenny?
Yes.
Save us, Kenny. You've got to beat that. What's your talent?
I can sing any song by Kermit the Frog impersonation.
Anybody expecting anything out of this one yet?
No, but I've got my fingers crossed.
Right. Take your best shot, Kenny. Okay. The floor is yours.
Okay, this is Papa Roach. Cut my life. Two pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing. Don't give a beep.
Okay. All right. Count the thumbs, somebody. You snuck in there. All right, you got a pair of MeUndies, Kenny. MeUndies for Kenny.
Kenny the Frog. That's good stuff. All right.
One more contestant. Line one, Jackson. Welcome, Jackson, to the talent show.
I can do a trombone.
Please do.
Ba, 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 ba. How's that?
That's good.
I'm going to say good. I'm
come on. We got some tough critics in here.
Oh, man.
That's enough. We got it as well. Hey. Nice, Jackson. Tommy Dorsey, be proud.
Work for a fart.
All right. You got a pair of MeUndies as well.
Yay!
All right. Thank you, Jackson, for ending our talent show and bringing the curtain slamming down to the stage. Thus concludes the first edition of the Amazing Talent Show.